Hello and welcome to the Lifestyle Podcast, a place where we talk about all things holistic living, personal growth, mindset, career, and more. Here we have open-minded conversations that will inspire you to lead with your intuition and go from dreaming to doing. I'm your host, Erin, and I cannot wait to share this journey with you. So let's hop on into today's episode. Hello, welcome back to a brand new episode of the podcast. I'm so excited because, it's bittersweet, okay? This is my last week in Ottawa and I'm driving back to the East Coast this weekend and I'm sad, obviously, because I'm leaving all my family and friends, but I'm excited because I just think I'm going to finally feel settled when I get back there because I'm still so much in this weird space where I just have half my things are here, half my things are there. I don't feel like I can unpack or spread out. Like when I came back to visit Ottawa, I'm literally just living out of a suitcase right now. I don't have a proper work setup and it just makes me so anxious. I don't know about you, but I feel like I always thought I could be one of those people who didn't need routines and I didn't need, you know, a home base or all of these things. But as I've gone through this transition this year, I have realized more than ever how much I need a routine, how much I love having, you know, my space, my setup, all of these things for me, because it just throws you through a loop when you don't have that consistency or all your things in one space. And I realized even when I came back to Ottawa, I forgot a charger, like the charger for my mouse and my keyboard, and then my mouse died and I'm using this like really shit old mouse that like clicks on all these things when I don't want it to click on things. So it's just like these little frustrations, you know, not having like a simple little cord or something like that. And it's like, I don't want to go out and buy the cord because I know I have the cord. So I'm just like making do with what I have right now. And I'm very excited to get set up again and just to have my space and feel like I have a home. You know what I'm saying? So today's episode is kind of fitting in that sense. We're going to be talking about, fitting in the sense of going through change. We're going to be talking about just some things you should know about, you know, making a shift in your life, especially when it comes to things like your career or finding your passion in life. And I thought this would be pretty on topic because I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong here, but a lot of people are kind of in a similar boat, especially rethinking their careers or their work life since COVID hit. Because a lot of people, you know, maybe they didn't even want to switch careers or anything like that, but a lot of people were just hit dead in the face with life, basically, when all of this happened and really needing to rethink and rejig their situations and adapt and change. And change is one of those things that's super scary, like especially when you're forced into it and it was your choice. So I just think, you know, this is such a fitting topic for right now. And just when you're in sort of that transitional phase or you're lacking a whole bunch of clarity, you're confused on what you're doing, or maybe something you were passionate about before is no longer something you're passionate about and you're just trying to rethink your life. And I feel like this is very fitting to me in my life as well right now. I mean, definitely in my personal life as I've gone through moving cities. And also I feel like I'm at a weird funk in my career as well, where I'm kind of shifting in that sense as well. So I just feel like my whole life is kind of in this phase right now. So if you're feeling this way too, then hey, don't worry, you are not alone. We're in this together. And I think, you know, things always work themselves out eventually. But the point of all of this is that this like messy middle phase, I like to call, is such a transformational time, but it's also not the most fun time. And you know, who likes to feel uncomfortable? Like, we don't like feeling uncomfortable, but that is where the growth comes through and we come out the other side better and stronger than ever before. So I feel like, you know, we've all been in the same boat at some point or another in our lives where we really, really dread going into work or we're not so passionate about it anymore. I have definitely had some jobs that I did not want to go to. I remember years ago, I took a beach vacation for a week from a job that I had. And I remember on my drive back to work, After my vacation was over, I cried in my car because I was just so depressed. I did not want to go back to work. But that to me, like looking back at that now, that was obviously a sign that I was completely not aligned with what I was doing and I needed to make a shift in my life from there. Obviously, I'm at a point now where I've well moved on from that job, but I feel like the scariest thing is definitely the first step. And I think that one step is what holds a lot of us back too, because we're just so fearful of taking that leap because it is that leap into the complete unknown. And I also wanted to touch on like the whole idea of finding your passion in life. And I'm sort of putting that in quotations because I've also recently come to the conclusion that I don't know if that's a thing. I feel like in general, people are just so multifaceted that how can you have just one passion and how can you stick to one thing your whole life? I think we change, we grow, we evolve, we have different interests, and at different stages and points in our lives, our interests change too. I mean, what I was into when I was 20 is not nearly what I'm into now. I mean, I was hitting the bar every single weekend. I was hitting the bar on like Monday nights when I was 20. Would I do that now? Absolutely not. So my things, like the things I was interested in and quote unquote passionate about, like going to the bar with my friends, is not something I am so passionate about today. And, you know, when I'm 40, I'm sure the things that I'm doing now, I'm not going to be passionate about at all either. And I'm going to have something new. And if I have a family or anything like that, I mean, my priorities are going to shift and my passions are going to shift and things are just going to shift. And that's what happens in life. You are never going to stay the same. So I feel like I've kind of been one of those people who fell into the find your passion type of thing. But I've come to realize recently that I don't think I have a passion. I really don't think I have a passion. I know I enjoy creating. I know I enjoy learning. I love to share my interests as well. But, you know, as I just mentioned, my interests change throughout the years. And I mean, if you've been following me online for even just a couple years, you've probably seen a shift in everything I've been creating as well. Because even in just the 5-6 years that I've been showing up online, my interests have changed so much. I mean, I started out only creating hairstyles and then I moved into fashion. And it's like, yeah, those things are great and a lot of fun, but I also just felt like this isn't all of me. Do you know what I mean? Like there's so many things I also want to share about or that I'm also interested in. And I can't just be passionate about one thing, even though things would probably work out a lot better for me if I just stuck to one thing. But I can't do it. It's not me at my core. I'm too all over the place. So some of the points that I wanted to touch on in today's episode, if you're kind of feeling the same way where you are just, you know, in a weird, messy middle phase with your career, then maybe these things, points, if you want to call them, that I'm going to make can help you to see things in a different light or just change your mindset around things. And I think that's the best way to approach it. So the first thing I would want to touch on is I would say try new things. And I actually wrote a blog post a few years ago about finding your passion. And one thing that I mentioned in that blog post, this was back obviously when I thought, you know, you can find your passion. And now I'm like, no, you know, we all have multiple passions. But one thing I mentioned in that blog post was trying new things is one of the best things that you can do. And one of the best ways to figure things out and, I don't know, just like put you on a whole new path. Because what's the definition? The definition of insanity is if you doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. So if you're in a rut or in the messy middle phase or, you know, you're continuously doing all the same things and nothing's changing in your life, like of course nothing is going to change in your life. So if you want to have new opportunity or new experience or get out of a weird funk that you're in, then trying new things is one of the best ways to approach a situation like that. Because you're going to figure out pretty damn quickly the things that you like, the things that you don't like. You're going to meet new people. You might gain a new skill. You might expand your knowledge. And maybe even different opportunities are going to come your way that you may have never gotten otherwise. And it's going to lead you down a whole different path. And I feel like we need to just not put so much pressure on ourselves to have it all figured out right away, because as you try new things consistently, you're going to eventually start figuring it out. I mean, when I think about my life, it's basically that's all I've ever really done is just put myself in different situations. And it's just led me sort of stepping stone to stepping stone into different things and different opportunities. And it's opened different doors for me, because I talk about this often, like I got a pretty decent job when I was straight out of design school, and I could have definitely stayed there forever and been a happy camper. But there was just something inside of me calling me to do something different and try something different. So I did that, and I kept following that intuition to just keep going and trying different things. And I would have never gone this far with creating content online or even starting a podcast or doing any of these things if I had of never taken that leap type of thing. And the amount of people I've got to meet, or the connections that I've made, or, you know, the things that I've learned along the way as well. It's all been so expansive. So I just love to think about that sometimes. I'm like, what if I never made X decision? Like, would I be where I am? I think way too deep about things sometimes, that's for sure. So the next point that I wanted to make is timing is everything in life, where things happen when timing and opportunity meet. And that's just life. It's like being in the right place at the right time and doing the things that are going to lead you to that right place at the right time. And that's just when things unfold. I feel like a lot of the times too, it's the smallest decisions that we make that end up having the biggest impact down the line. So kind of like the butterfly effect. And if you're unfamiliar with the butterfly effect, it's basically the whole idea of, say there's a butterfly out there in a field and it flaps its wings, like a tiny little butterfly, but that flapping of the wings causes, you know, a tiny little gust of wind that goes off into the atmosphere. And maybe that tiny little gust of wind shifts something in the atmosphere, and that in turn causes a hurricane down the line. So that's the whole idea of the butterfly effect. It's like a tiny, tiny little thing that you think doesn't really have an impact actually has a huge impact down the line. But the thing is, you don't know in the moment those decisions that are going to change or shift or, you know, create a whole different outcome in your life. And I kind of like to refer back to an experience in my life. I've talked before about how I never even knew I was good at art. I never knew that was even an option for me until I was late in my high school years, because I took the elective of the drama class because all of my friends were in drama, and I turned out not really liking the drama. I didn't really like the teacher, and I didn't really want to be in that class anymore. So I ended up switching to an art class, and this was like in grade 11. I took grade 11 art, so it's kind of even more advanced. And I remember none of my friends wanted to take it with me, and I was so nervous to take it alone, because I mean, at that age, you just do everything with your friends and you do whatever your friends are doing. So I took that art class, and that small decision changed the whole course of my life, because I think back to that now and I'm like, I have no idea where the heck I would be if I never took that class, because I'd probably still be at a place where I didn't even know I was artistic. I didn't even know I could draw, I could paint, I could do anything until that moment. And that set me on a path of seeking out career options in more artistic fields. And that set me into graphic design and all of these things that sort of unfolded just because I made that small decision to switch from drama because I didn't really like the teacher. So that's a little butterfly effect moment in my life that completely changed the course of my whole life and what I do for work. So think about things in your life too, small little decisions that end up like way later down the line, just shifting everything for you. Another example of that could be something like, say you're a freelance writer or something like that, and you all of a sudden, maybe you lose a client and you're like, okay, crap, I need to pick up a new client. So you decide to pick up an opportunity that comes your way. The timing is there. You know, you lost a client and someone else is looking to hire you in that moment, and you pick up an opportunity to be a food writer. So now you have just changed the course of your career a little bit. Like, that could have a huge impact on your career, because now you're gonna get involved in the food world. Like, maybe you figure out that you really love writing about food and that you meet so many people in that industry or in that world, like that niche, and you obviously gain so much more knowledge surrounding it as well because you're constantly writing about it. So that could completely shift your life, your career, down a totally different path than, say, an opportunity at that moment came up to be a fashion writer. That would shift your career in a completely other direction as well, and you would meet totally different people in that neck of the woods. So it's really interesting to think about, you know, that the timing of that one opportunity coming up can completely shift the direction that you're going in, and you can gain different knowledge, you can meet different people, and it's all going to just start unfolding in front of you and lead you, be a stepping stone to other things as well. And that's all everything is in life, is just a stepping stone. And I just want to remind and instill in you that you don't have to have it all figured out, because life is the figuring it out. That is the whole point of life. It's just stepping from one stone to the next and enjoying it as you go, and just knowing that it's all gonna happen. It's all gonna happen. It's not a race, it's not a rush, and you'll eventually get to where you need to be. I also think things like, you know, where you're living or the people you surround yourself with, the people in your circle, those types of things also have a huge impact on the way that your life pans out. So just for another example, which is something I've been thinking about a lot recently because I just moved, and if the pandemic never happened, I probably would have moved to Toronto. But in turn, I decided to move to Halifax because I just felt that was more a better place for my soul. It really made me reflect on what I wanted in life. And I mentioned before, you know, if I moved to Toronto, it definitely wouldn't have been for the right reasons. It would have been for more superficial reasons. And I know Halifax is definitely a place where my soul thrives. I made the decision to move to Halifax. That decision is obviously going to have a huge impact on my life, and it's going to change the course of my life in a different direction than it would have if I had have moved to Toronto. Because if I had have moved to Toronto, I would have met different people in Toronto. I probably would have been surrounded by different opportunities, different environment, you know, everything would have been different. Instead, I decided to move to Halifax, and now that's going to shape my life in a completely different way as well. Obviously, I have no idea how it's going to shape my life because I haven't got to those points yet, but I know it's going to be different than if I had have moved to Toronto. So I just find that kind of fascinating to think about and kind of fun to think about, because it's like I'm going to meet a whole different set of people out there. I'm going to have different opportunities out there. I'm going to be putting myself in different situations out there. And that's going to, in turn, shape my life in a whole different direction that I can't even comprehend at this moment in time. But that decision to move there is like my little butterfly effect, the flapping of the wing that's going to cause my hurricane down the road. Well, hopefully not a hurricane. I feel like a hurricane is a negative thing, but you know, something positive. And it's going to change the course of my life in that sense. So that's kind of timing too, because I guess if COVID never happened, I would have gone to Toronto. So the timing, like, it all sort of panned out to lead me down a specific path. So trust the timing in your life. You know, opportunities come at the right time for you, and, you know, just take on different things, you know, the try new things again, and it's gonna lead you where you're meant to be. So the last point that I wanted to make is that it's all a process in life. I think it's really easy to get hard on yourself during these building and these transition phases. I know I am so hard on myself. Like, I've been so hard on myself over the past year when really I should be taking it easy on myself, but I've been beating myself up over and over again. And I have to constantly remind myself just to enjoy the transition, just to be at peace with the transition and know that it's all going to come together, because I'm definitely one of those people who wants to have it all figured out. I want to have, you know, everything wrapped up in a nice little package with a neat little bow on top and be like, okay, this is exactly what's going on. And definitely being in the transition phase and being in a building phase has left me feeling very not at ease. It definitely stresses me out a little bit, and I'm looking forward to a day where I feel more settled, but I also know that I should just be embracing and enjoying the moment, because this is life. This is what life is. And nothing you do, you know, starting a business, changing your career, moving cities, doing other things, it's like nothing is gonna just come into fruition overnight. Everything is a process. We definitely have to remind ourselves of that it is a process, and go easy on yourself. Even just like these past few years, since my little awakening, my spiritual awakening, I got in just the weirdest funk. I cannot even describe to you how my state of mind just shifted so much. It was insane. And when I started to become a lot more self-aware, I feel like I just completely detached from the physical world almost. And I was just in this state of mind where I was like, nothing even matters. Like, where I just didn't even care. You know, I always loved like fashion and beauty and all of these things, but I got into this funk where I was like, I don't even care about any of this stuff. Like, what is the point? Do you know what I mean? Like, none of it matters. That's kind of the funk that I was in. And it took me a while to sort of come back to myself, and I guess like float back down to earth a little bit, and realize that it's okay to like all of these things. It's okay to indulge in things in this like physical world during the human experience. Like, that's what it's all about. But I definitely went through such a phase where I was just so disconnected, I guess. And I just felt like everything was just so superficial and so surface level. And I really felt like, because I was connecting with myself so much deeper, that I couldn't connect with things that I felt were on that superficial level or anything like that. That has also been like a weird funk that I've been in this like weird transitional phase. But I'm very much coming back to myself and realizing, no, this is all part of the human experience as well. And being able to enjoy all of these things and use them to empower us and really learn to embrace them. I just thought I would share that because, yeah, if you've ever gone through your own little awakening process, it's a weird, weird headspace to be in. And just feeling completely disconnected from everything around you has been an interesting phase. But I'm happy to be bringing myself back down to earth a little bit and starting a new chapter and really getting grounded and focusing on wellness and shifting in my career a little bit to have it reflect more of the person that I want to be. Because I think creating content online is sort of a tricky thing, because you're sort of in the headspace of you're creating what you're interested in at the time. Well, at least that's how I've sort of approached it. And I've gone through all the phases of doing the hair, then doing the fashion, and then switching into more lifestyle. And I think for me, it's because I can't create when I'm not inspired by things. And the minute I get uninspired or I'm uninterested, I just can't do it anymore. And it's like mad props to people who can stick to one niche, because I just cannot. I just cannot. But that goes back to me maybe not having a passion. I'm passionate about creating. That's what I'm passionate about. Okay. I just like to create things and share insights and hopefully uplift people along the way, whether that is through fashion or mindfulness or lifestyle or anything like that. Yeah. Interesting, interesting, interesting. So that's basically what I wanted to talk about today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I know it's not like a follow these 5 steps to get your career on track or anything like that, but I just wanted to share a few mindset insights in how you could possibly just think about life in a different way and enjoy the space that you're in right now, even if it's not enjoyable. Even if you feel like you're never gonna get your shit together, I promise you at some point or another you will. And I'm telling myself that every single day, at some point or another I will have my shit together. And right now I just have to embrace it all and get through it, and we'll all come out on the other side. And that's just what life is all about. So feel free to reach out to me over on Instagram if you wanted to chat. I'm always happy to chat with you. And you can find all the details where to connect with me in the description bar. And also, if you enjoy the podcast, feel free to give it a little rate and review, because that really does help support it. And I will catch you next week for another brand new episode.